Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Mike Leach to Mississippi State.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I don't know if teams are embarrassed to go to this. Like, if you run the triple option, you're basically admitting your players are better than ours, so we've got to figure out something. With this, you're basically saying, I'm not getting top-tier talent. I want to compete with top-tier talent. I know I'm not going to win all the time. It'd just be cool to win sometimes.
From what I understand, I think the hatred of Jerry is a little misplaced. It's not the same thing as when he chased Jimmy Johnson off. The reality is, Stephen Jones has taken over a lot more of the personnel stuff, or Jerry would have drafted Johnny Manziel. I don't think there's any doubt. And you look at their drafts, you look at what they've done to build that roster, they've done a terrific job, but I don't think he's the one that's out there making all the decisions, and I do think it was hard for him to get rid of Jason Garrett because he genuinely likes the guy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that, or you can get on the Twitch channel and comment there if you missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. That's not really what drove the needle. Everybody was excited about traffic talk and handsome and ugly quarterback talk.
That's what's important.
That's what everybody responded to. If somebody, getting back to the traffic, somebody asks, you know, does it make me an old that I agree with Fred on traffic?
No.
No, it's just, but I admit, though, I've never been, that's the one thing I'm irrational about. Like, not much in this world bothers me anymore. I mean, there's at this point, I'm old. I'm just happy to be alive. But traffic has always driven me nuts because, you know, I'm irrational about it. But when people add to it by driving like idiots, that's the one thing that I still get pissed off about. Is just horrible drivers. And that's, and unfortunately, that's what Houston is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just deal with it, but I every now and then I have to vent and bitch about
Why
it.
Why don't you just move, Ben?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. The place I want to move to has just as bad a traffic as Houston, so never mind.
Where's that?
Toronto.
Oh.
But. Nah, I think we're, anyway, hope you had fun with it. It's all on podcastarena.com. Go and get it there.
Did I strike a nerve? Are you moving? You just didn't want to tell me?
No. It's just, okay. The problem is, if you're going to live in a city, traffic's going to be bad.
Of course.
It's just here, it's made worse because we have the worst drivers in the world. And the great thing is, AJ, we're the most diverse city in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We're also the most diverse when it comes to bad drivers. We've got bad drivers of every shape, of every creed, of every kind.
Yeah,
running around the city, you can't even stereotype anymore, because like I'll drive up on a car that's looks stupid, and I think, okay, I think I know who this is. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah,
so it's. It's not cut and dried who's bad and who's good. There's no way to kind of isolate. You just have to deal with it. You know, it's funny. The other day when we're talking about Wink Martindale as a potential coaching candidate,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, why do I know that name?
Because he's a game show host and a coordinator.
And it's funny, the game show host.
It's the same guy.
No, it's not the same guy. One of them's 86 and one of them's 56.
No, it's the same guy.
No, one of them is Winston Wink Martindale. The football coach is Don Wink Martindale.
I think it's Winston Conrad or Carlton or something fancy.
Yeah, it just says Winston on here. He's 86 years old. He hosted, and he was a game show host. And apparently that's how this Wink Martindale got his name. Somebody gave him the nickname because of it.
He did Tic-Tac-Doe.
And Gambit.
Oh, the other one I remember him for is High Rollers.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
And I remember Tic-Tac-Doe. I don't remember Gambit.
I don't remember Gambit either.
But that was in the 70s and 80s. Well, of course you would know this guy because you want to be a game show host.
Yeah, I was a big game show guy. Wink Martindale, he's an OG. He's pretty good.
Is he quite on the Rushmore of game show hosts?
No, he's not there. But he's He's probably I mean, if the Texans were a game show host, he'd be the Texans.
Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
He ain't great. He's good.
Okay. He's just okay, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes just okay is not okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, Alex Trebek is on the Mount Rushmore, obviously.
Yeah.
Bob Barker, obviously. I always say
Richard Dawson
is legendary and really, really undervalued.
So who gets that last spot?
That's tough. That's a tough one for me.
Chuck Woolery?
I don't think it's Chuck Woolery. I know Chuck Woolery and Pat Sajak are favorites.
Ooh, yeah, Pat Sajak's got to be a contender.
I think who I would go with is it's between two guys. I'll let you decide. Monty Hall from Let's Make a Deal, and also a lesser-known game show called Beat the Clock.
Right.
Bob Eubanks from The Newlywed Game, and Card Sharks, which is an underrated video or underrated game show.
Okay. What was the first one again?
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. Yeah, it's got to be Monty Hall.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been some other decent ones. But for the most part, Jim Perry also did Card Sharks, and I liked him too.
Yeah, but he's not a name.
No, he's not famous enough for that last spot.
Lamont says, funny how Houston has bad traffic when we have one of the best freeway systems ever with the feeder system. You missed your exit. You just go to the next exit and loop around. Miss your exit in New Jersey, and you're in freaking Delaware. Same thing in Dallas.
Yeah.
You miss your exit in Dallas? Good luck. You're in Fort Worth.
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah, we have a great system. We just don't have... We got too many people, for one thing. And then we got too many people who don't know how to drive.
So we got to get rid of some of these people.
713 says the fourth spot belongs to Steve Harvey.
No.
No.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah, Bob Barker is probably...
Bob Barker's great.
Yeah.
Bob Barker's really the reason why I wanted to be a game show host. The Price is Right was my jam when I was a kid. And I was pretty, like... Even then, I was like, oh, Bob Barker's got to be dead by the time I'm ready to be a game show host. Maybe I can get that job.
Yeah.
Then it turns out, I wasn't in the right place at the right time. Drew Carey was the hot name.
Mm.
Gross.
I think it's a lost art. I don't think we're ever going to have... Because there's still game shows, but the ones that are established are already... Somebody else already made them, right?
Yeah.
Like, Bob Barker made that show.
And also, some of the things that I've learned over the years from watching game shows, bald game show host isn't great, so that puts me in a bad spot. Also, large game show host typically doesn't work because you want – for game show hosts on television, what people want, like people that are watching daytime game show television, they want someone that they feel safe with. And they want, like, so most of the men who host game show hosts are like 5'7" and like 170 pounds. And that's.
Well, but that's TV.
Yeah.
I mean, all of TV. They want tiny.
Because like, they don't want someone like me standing next to a normal contestant and me looking like some kind of a gorilla.
Well, and they don't want you standing next to Tom Cruise in a movie because then you look like the mountain.
Exactly.
Because he's what, 5'2"?
Yeah, it's sizes. Yeah. It is.
It's not fair.
Widespread. Sizes him.
Family Feud had Louis Anderson for, what was that, 10 years?
Yeah, he was a disaster, though.
Yeah, and he wasn't.
And he was such a goofball.
And he wasn't tall, either. He was just fat.
He's just fat.
Yeah. Tall and fat, they really hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been upsetting to me that, I can't do TV as a tall and attractive man. Yeah. I think it's not just sizeism, it's attractivism. Longhorn Dimitri says, are you about to rate game show hosts on their looks now? No.
No, we don't have time for that.
And Joe says, you guys going to rank how cute the head coaches are now? No, it's just quarterbacks.
You guys, there's never been a correlation between success with handsome quarterback or handsome coaches and
Super most successful Bowls. Coach ever? Bill Belichick, an ugly. Yeah. He's an ug. No question.
Most successful quarterback ever? Tom Brady. Not an ug.
No.
But he has ug endorsements.
Yeah, which, not cool. But did you mention Alex Trebek in your?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought
out of respect.
Yeah, he's got it going there. I think.
I don't think he's as good as everybody else thinks he is. But he's no Bob Barker to me. He's not like Bob Barker really should be a standalone.
But he's done it for so long. And the only thing I never liked about him,
Bob Barker's like the Wayne Gretzky of game show hosts.
Yeah,
like,
I would agree with that.
You can argue over who the second best game show host is, but Bob Barker's he's the legend.
The thing about it that always drove me nuts about Trebek was, well, for one, he's Canadian. Don't like Canadians.
Right.
But no, the thing is, he has all the answers, right? And he would make you sound stupid when you didn't get anything. And like, Alex, you don't know that stuff without the card in front
of
you.
He's smarmy.
Yeah.
But also, nobody wants to say anything bad about him because he got the cancer. So now everybody's like, oh, he's the best. He's been doing it for so long.
Oh, of course, Aaron sends me the ranking of game show hosts.
Ooh, Memphis getting the business early on here.
Really? You know what? Not bad. Here's their... the top three, Alex Trebek, Bob Barker, Richard Dawson.
Legit.
Then they have Bob Eubanks.
I kind of respect that.
Gene Rayburn. I'm not familiar with
What's he from?
Match Game and Tic-Tac-Doe. So I guess he was before Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
He looks old in this photo. Yeah, but he was doing it through 99. He's an American. Now, here's what's in your favor, AJ. A lot of these guys are also radio personalities.
Yes. Dick Clark was a game show host.
Dick Clark, number 7 on the list behind Sajak.
Sajak's so overrated.
Alan Ludden, number 8. Future World, Password, Password Plus. He was in it until 81. Monty Hall, 9th.
That's
feels disrespectful
that is
to me.
Disrespectful.
But he was at it until 2017. Or he died in 2017. Never mind.
Yeah.
He was actually born Monty Halperin.
I don't know the guy that does, I want to say is Wayne Brady the guy who does Let's Make a Deal now?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got Steve Harvey, 10th.
Overrated.
Chuck Woolery, 12th.
Damn, that's just disrespect.
Burt Convey, 13th. And number 14, Wink Martindale.
Told you.
Yeah, kind of the Texans of... But they got Regis Philbin at 16, Wayne Brady 17, Drew Carey 18.
People love Regis. Man. Do they have that, the lady that did, she had that harsh British accent, The Weakest Link? You are The Weakest Link.
Yeah, I don't see her on here.
Oh.
What was her name? Do you know?
I don't remember her name.
The first woman on the list is Betty White.
This lady was not a good game show host. Because, well, I mean, she did have some jokes, but her delivery wasn't great. Not show good.
But as I recall, she kind of had that sexy librarian look about her.
There was nothing sexy about her.
Kind of a librarian look then, which I find sexy. So sexy librarian.
Her name was Anne Robinson.
Yeah, here she is. She's number 35, right behind Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
So Neil Patrick Harris hosted a game show.
I don't remember this.
He's number 38. Alec Baldwin. 42, Rob Lowe, Fred Savage, and Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is the worst.
He's number 46 on the list.
Jamie Foxx is really good at a lot of things. Hosting a game show ain't one of them.
Oh, boy. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number. Hey, guys, if you're looking to save some money, maybe you're getting those credit card bills from the holidays, and you're like, oh, wow, man, I gotta get my interest rate down. Well, you can do it with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan, how about this, from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can choose your funding date as soon as today. And the cool thing is, listen, I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's not 5.89%. It's probably closer to 20, 22%. Well, you can save a lot of money. Depending on how much you have on them, you could save thousands. And right now, Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What was that, Aaron? 3 goals already?
Yep. Vancouver, Florida, 3 goals already. Okay.
Cool.
Nice. 4 minutes in.
4 minutes in?
No, right. Sorry, 7 minutes in.
Okay,
the game.
Yeah. Keep going,
still
boys.
Pretty good.
Keep going, boys. Got a lot more to go, boys. Interesting point from Steven the Weather Guy. He says, AJ's the program director. He could just create a game show for the station and host it.
Yeah.
And how about this? We have the technology. We could start our own game show. We could produce it very cheaply. And frankly, I think we could line people up to buy it from us.
That's probably
with
true.
The right idea. You host it. You let me handle the business end of it.
Okay.
And let me sell it to the right person. We just need the perfect concept. So let's work on that. And when we come up with it, I'll put together our pitch and we'll go from there.
Okay.
And guys, don't do this. Texter just said, strong start to the hockey over. Thanks for. Don't ever, ever do that.
Don't mush you?
No, do not Eddie the Moosh me. Ever.
Let's see if Lewis is a mush. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, Sports Guys, how you guys doing today?
Sports to you, man.
I had a question. I wanted to know about your guys' idea about the situation going on with the quarterback carousel possibly going on in the NFL. You hear names like Tom Brady and Drew Brees, but there are other guys, Pro Bowlers and Super Bowl winners like Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Nick Foles, guys that are out there. I wanted to know what you guys think about the possible situation with all those guys and where they might be going. And I also kind of had a second little underlining one. I'm from Chicago originally, and I'm a Bears fan, and I wanted to know what do you think that organization should do with Mitchell Trubisky? You know, he's young, he's athletic, he's still got some years in him. He shows some potential. Do you think they should draft a quarterback or pick up a guy like Alex Smith, who's worked under Coach Matt Nagy and had some success under him? Or do you think they should pick up a guy like him, let him maybe sit a year and let Alex Smith start, or Alex Smith just teach him behind as a backup?
Okay. As far as the quarterback, it's hard to know right now. I mean, these guys won't really start going anywhere until after the draft.
Really closer to the new league year in March.
Like once the draft kicks in and you know who's on, like who gets drafted, that's when dominoes start really falling. As far as the Bears situation, I think Fred and I are in different boats. You're in the boat. You think they just move on from him this offseason, right?
No, I think you keep him, but you bring in a veteran and you go with whoever's better.
I think you bring in a veteran, but not like a Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady type. I think the Alex Smith is a good one. A guy who, if he's the start, like if he's better than Trubisky in camp, you can start him and you feel okay about it. But if Trubisky's better or close to as good as him, because let's say Trubisky and Phillip Rivers are both there and it's really close. Is there any reason for the Bears to start Phillip Rivers if it's really close?
No.
Because they're not invested long-term in Phillip Rivers. No. You're invested in Mitch Trubisky. You invested a second overall pick. So you want someone who it's close because you want to give Trubisky a chance, but you also don't want him to feel like it's your job. Do with it what you will.
Yeah, am I having a brain tumor or is there a light?
Losing a light came on. Normally that's not, is that light normally on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just flickered.
Okay. If I die, that's why.
A lot of people saying male golfer, female golfer food would be a good one, but that's not.
There's already a host to that game show.
Yeah. So, somebody says sports trivia. I think it would have to be, I don't know.
I don't want to do a game show about sports.
I don't think I want to limit our options to sports.
Don't put me in a box.
As executive director of the show, I feel like we need a broader, much broader scope than that. So, H-Town G-Love says, isn't Chase Daniel that vet in Chicago?
I don't know. He's not enough. He's not enough to push him.
No, but I think the ideal move is, and whether it would be Phillip Rivers or Tom Brady or Alex Smith, or you bring in one of those guys and give Trubisky a chance to learn from him. And if Brady's not effective, okay. You put him back in. You give him a shot. See, I wish you hadn't said, you never say anything in these games because now they're not going to score another goal the rest of the game and I'm going to feel like an idiot. So I got mooshed by the guy on the text line and by Aaron. Thank you. But anyway. Dial says, man, I was yelling at my car. Gene Rayburn is very underrated. Old Match Game was hilarious.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Gene Rayburn.
I don't really remember much about that one. Yeah, there's a couple of nice saves there. Getting plenty of opportunities. So, what about Snoop Dogg as a host? I never saw the show, but I'm sure it was fantastic because almost everything he does is fantastic. So, yeah, we'll come up with a concept. We're smart people. We're not as smart as the Jeopardy guys.
No.
I don't want anything that arrogant. You know, it needs to be something fun where AJ can kind of be a smartass.
Okay.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I have the beginnings of an idea.
Okay.
Guess the serial killer.
Like I could give clues?
Yeah. I mean, I've got to think about the structure and the format because there has to be something like, you know, whoever gets the most knives or something like that.
What if we, we'll discuss this after you talk to
Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports on Twitter. My bookie, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Man, we're just talking sports and serial killers. So
nice. That's a great mix of serial killers and I'm actually working on Halloween Part 2 betting odds pretty soon. So Michael Myers is a serial killer.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one. You guys do a lot of entertainment stuff. I enjoy getting on there and playing some of that. Let's get to the NFL, though. We got four games this weekend, and let's start with the Saturday games. 49ers, 7-point favorites over the Vikings, who surprised everybody last week. Total 44. What are your thoughts?
Well, if the Vikings defense can play like they did against the Saints, holding Drew Brees and Kamara in the second half, I think they can cover this game and maybe even win this game. I like the 49ers to win by a field goal, but Vikings cover.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. What about Ravens-Titans? 9.5 the number, and you know, it hasn't really moved from what it opened at.
No, because we're getting really good two-way action because I think, is Ingram going to be able to play? And if he doesn't, this could be the quickest game in NFL playoff history. I think the East Coast people will be in bed by 10:30 because it's just going to be run, 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 run. I like Tennessee to cover if Ingram doesn't play, but I really like the under. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game.
All right, let's move to the Sunday games. And one of local interest here, the Texans go into Kansas City. 9.5-point dogs, 51 is the number. Your thoughts?
I kind of like Tennessee a little bit just because of the points. But, again, it's all going to depend on how much they can get out of the offense. And if that secondary can stop the long passing game, it's going to be very interesting. I'm going to take the dog in this one as well.
All right. What about Seahawks-Packers? Packers now 4.5, I'm seeing.
If this game was played in the early afternoon, then I might have to look at Seattle, but it's going to be played at evening, probably 20 degrees lower. They're supposed to get a heavy amount of snow on Saturday and Sunday morning. I'm going to say Lambeau Field wins this game. Packers win and cover.
And finally, Monday night, we got the national championship game. LSU 5.5 is the number. Your thoughts on that one?
This one's probably going to get bet all the way up to 6.5, maybe even 7. If you like Clemson, I say wait. If you like LSU, hurry up and jump on that one. I'm still thinking Clemson wins, too. I think the Superdome sees another hometown team go down on Monday night. Give me the Clemson plus the 6.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. Follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Joins us every week. Rafael, appreciate the time as always, sir.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. All right. Where were we?
Serial killers.
No, we're game shows.
Yeah.
Game show ideas.
Serial killer game show.
What about a game where I ask some questions to, like, Trey, and we record them in advance, and the game is, do you think Trey knows the answer or doesn't know the answer?
I do think Trey needs to be a part of this.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how, but I definitely think he needs to be a part. Like, maybe even as kind of...
Like, maybe the co-star?
Yeah, not quite co-star. Sort of the Vanna White of the show.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think it would work.
What about the over-the-top voice guy?
Mm-hmm.
You think he can ham it up enough for that?
No, I don't want him for that.
No.
No. He deserves better.
Not a horrible suggestion, but no.
Like Rod Roddy, are you talking about?
Yeah.
No. Trey's more like a Barker's Beauty than Rod Roddy.
All right. I'm going to look past the fact that you jinxed me and say we're still on pace for 9 goals.
Maybe so. We could go with like a... We could... I wish... See, John and Lance are so lucky. I don't know why Gilbert doesn't listen to our show.
Anyway,
because Gilbert would be great for a game show like that anyway. Like, does Gilbert know this and give him some random trivia?
Are you smarter than Juggalo Trey and Gilbert? We could use them both.
But see, like, Juggalo Trey is smarter than
I know, that's
people think.
And that's what would make it competitive.
He's not, Juggalo Trey is not a moron. He's just kind of a savant. He knows a lot about a couple things.
I know he does. That's why he would surprise some people.
Gilbert, I don't know if he would surprise anyone, if I'm just being honest anyway.
Yeah.
But
it could be beat Trey.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come up with something.
Are you
like
smarter
that.
Than Juggalo Trey?
Are you smarter than a Juggalo?
Yeah. I think we've done some good brainstorming here. I think we've got the beginnings of some useful ideas.
Okay.
That, I think will lead us to something a little bit more tangible that I can put into a legitimate pitch.
Okay.
So we'll keep working on it. 7137 ESPN. This has been a fun show for me. I can't speak for everybody else, but I've been having fun.
Yeah.
I think the one thing I didn't get to quite finish on, and we were talking earlier about Texans going into Kansas City, and everybody could say, well, they went in there and won once. And I mentioned a lot of the stuff yesterday about how defensively, since they've gotten healthy and added a couple people, how much better the Chiefs are than what the Texans faced the first time. And I just think the number one factor is Pat Mahomes was nowhere near 100% the last time they played. And I have a brain tumor, don't I?
No, it's just light.
The lights. Okay,
have to replace that light.
That freaks me out.
Luckily, Aaron knows how to do it. It's his job after the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I think a healthy Patrick Mahomes are going to be hard to keep those guys down. And I think Travis Kelce eats. I think the Texans score enough to maybe backdoor this thing. But somebody says Gilbert has a crazy amount of music knowledge, can name top songs by year.
See? Yeah, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't like our show anyway.
Well, what are you going to do?
Hey, number one hit by Blondie anyway.
You know what? I'm almost ashamed to admit this. I've been playing Song Quiz on Alexa a lot.
Uh-huh.
And... like 80s rock anthems, I've won like 17 games in a row.
You're a master of that.
Yeah,
Do you think you could beat Gilbert?
I don't know, though. That would be interesting. Because basically they play the song and you name the song and the artist. And I've got a really... I'm so stupid. I bought the extra library because I was getting bored because the same songs kept coming up. So I'm spending now like $19 a month on freaking Amazon to play a stupid game that I don't win anything for. And buy more songs to challenge myself.
So you're spending money on this game?
Yeah, it's a subscription.
Oh, geez.
The game was free, but it didn't have like genres, okay. And I wanted genres because I'm like, nobody's going to beat me at 80s rock anthems. Well, guess what? Nobody does. And then 70s rock, I do pretty well. Like when I get bored with my winning streak and want to challenge myself, I'll do 70s rock, and I do pretty good with that. But
Let me read off a couple of number one hits from the 1980s.
Okay.
Billboard number one hits. And I want to see if you can name the band, name the artist.
Okay. Now, if this is like disco or something, I can't promise you anything.
Let's try.
That's why I specifically went 80s rock anthems.
Yeah. I mean, let's try Time After Time.
There was a... See, that was Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we correct.
Yeah, but see, that's not my genre. That's not 80s rock anthems.
But I'm just saying, if we put you against Gilbert in this game.
Yeah, but you have to make it more narrow for me. That's the whole point.
The whole point is you're a functioning adult human. We can't give you all the advantages, too.
That's the thing. Why do you think there's certain things I'm good at. I focus on that. I compete at that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Cyndi Lauper?
Against a.
Oh, no. Now she's on like some dermatology commercial that comes on. By the way, every single Law & Order episode, it's dermatology or it's like it's the nasal thing that sucks out of your nasal cavities. What's wrong with you people?
Do you know who's saying "Wake me up before you go-go"?
Keep me hanging on like a yo-yo. It was it George Michael or Wham?
Wham, anyway. Yeah, anyway, Wham. Yeah. Wham.
I didn't know if that was Wham or George Michael.
Okay, it's a good one. What about "Can't Fight This Feeling"?
That was REO Speedwagon.
Correct. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Simple Minds?
Ooh,
or Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. Tears for Fears. Come on.
I always get those two confused.
Okay, what about "Take on Me"?
Uh-huh.
Correct. What about... ooh, what about "Sarah"?
I don't know that one.
"Starship".
No. See, that's not even one of the... See, if you played it...
What about this one?
But see, if you played it, I would recognize immediately who sang it.
What about "Addicted to Love"?
That was Robert Palmer.
Correct. Ooh, if Gilbert is really a savant on music, I want to make this game show.
He doesn't,
Fred versus Gilbert.
He doesn't like us, though. He belongs to Lance and John.
It's true.
And, you know, and we have this sort of set up like a mafia family. He's part of their family. We can't just go and take him. And he's a made guy, so we can't get rid of him.
It's true.
Yeah.
"Jacob's Ladder".
That was Rush.
No. Huey Lewis and the News. Oh,
well, Rush also had a song called "Jacob's Ladder".
Oh, maybe so.
So.
Not a number one hit in the 80s, though.
It wasn't a number one hit, no.
What about... ooh. "Moni Moni"?
I remember the song. I'm trying to remember who the artist was. I mean, I can hear the song.
Billy Joel, anyway.
Is that Billy Joel?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay. I want to make this game. Let's do it, Fred.
Yeah, but also, you know, give me some things in my wheelhouse.
I will. I'm just seeing how versatile you are now, because when I go broad spectrum, like, I could just say, "Here I go again."
No, yeah, but that's
I'm not, I'm trying to not make it too easy on you.
That's a free throw. That's Whitesnake. Somebody says, "Time for a Name That Tune reboot." I loved that show when I was a kid.
I do. Maybe you versus Gilbert in Name That Tune. And Trey loves music, too. Honestly, we should get him in here on it. Although I don't know how limited his, like, how far back his music goes. He thinks anything that was, like, before Incubus, Oasis, is garbage. Like, anything P.O., pre-Oasis, he doesn't believe in it. The Rolling Stones are really overrated and stuff. They had one hit song, and then they just vanished.
Trey has the worst, the only person with worse musical tastes around here than Trey is, well, nobody. What is that?
John Granato's on our show? What? We'll put him on.
What up?
Don't make him wait. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Anyway, what do you want, John?
Well, I was just listening, and y'all can have Gilbert anytime you want, but he ain't leaving. He's like, there ain't no way that Gilbert is leaving. But I can tell you this, Fred, he will destroy your ass.
At music trivia?
Oh, no, if you do 70s and 80s, Gilbert is, he's a savant.
Oh, my God, we've got to play it.
You can't beat him.
Well, you give me 80s rock anthems, and yes, I will.
What about 70s and 80s rock anthems?
No, I don't like my chances in the 70s.
No, you give him Olivia Newton-John, Michael Jackson.
See, I don't know any of that stuff.
The Carpenters. You ask him a month in the 70s, and he will tell you what the top hit was.
What? God, we got to do this.
No, I'm telling you.
John, you got to tell.
He's like Trey with NASCAR, only he says anyway.
So what I need you to do, John, is convince Gilbert that I'm a pretty good guy.
Now that's a lie.
Well, you got to come up with something. Gilbert ain't in this he ain't about that. He wants the bag.
Yeah, I can probably come up with, we can get come up with something for if he beats Fred.
Yeah, tickets to, an Astros game or something.
Yeah, we can do that, sure, yeah. Anyway, we'd do that anyway.
But he ain't moving over to y'all. I've had Gilbert. He's like my stray dog, dude.
I don't want him full time. I just want him to listen to us sometimes. Well, you know?
Can you please take him full time?
No, I don't want that. I don't need that.
And can I give him your wife's number so he doesn't call my wife every day?
Please don't do that. Your wife's a every celebrity, day. Though.
He every day he calls Wendy.
Oh, she's a celebrity. He's trying to push a message. He's trying to push a message through the power of media, John.
No.
Trying to spin the
narrative. Anyway, Fred, you are a big underdog. I'm telling you right now.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I think it depends on how much we narrow it.
If you do
70s to 80s, I'm sure he'll win. You give me 80s rock bands, and I like my chances.
Gilbert is Rain Man. He's what was the dude's name? I forget his name.
Dustin Hoffman, anyway.
Well, yeah, no, but his name in the movie. Oh, anyway. Raymond.
Raymond, anyway.
He's Raymond in Rain Man.
Oh, we got to do this game show.
I can take him.
I know.
I can take him.
Give him. Oh, here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
Just give him egg rolls at China Garden, he'll play.
Oh, yeah, we can get him a China Garden gift card. Hell, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Hell, I'll bring him the egg rolls. I'll pick him up on the way in.
Yes.
I'm sure Carol would bring him to us. Hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Carol ain't about bringing stuff for Gilbert, okay? She sent Gilbert around her whole life.
Well, John, thank you for gracing our show. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, I heard Gilbert and music, and I'm like,
okay. Hey, don't undersell Fred anyway. You don't know about that anyway.
All right, boys.
See you, man. Moni was Billy Idol, not Billy Joel.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a message on Facebook, too.
Yeah, the people.
That's my bad.
Indeed it is, sir.
I knew that, too. Billy Joel.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I just listened to... Oh, we got another goal.
What about, like, do you know NXS?
I know a few of their songs.
Okay, do you know, like... God, who's that band that I always think sucks? Depeche Mode. Do you know Depeche Mode?
I know
Mode?
A couple. Like, if I hear them, I can say that you spin me right round. But I can...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, Peter Cetera and stuff like that?
I know his voice. I don't necessarily know the song.
Okay.
But, like, what I'm talking about is, you know, if you give me...
I know if I just give you Bon Jovi, you're going to win. I know that.
Well, any 80s hair band.
I trust that you would win that. But if we had, like, a game with just full 80s music, I mean...
Yeah, well, I don't like my chances as much. I mean, I do okay.
Well, I mean, that's all we want is competitive.
I don't know if I'd be competitive.
Honestly, at the end of the day... We really want Gilbert to win because we don't want him to come in here and not get the egg rolls.
Well, we'll give him the egg rolls anyway, win or lose.
All right, we got to hit a break.
By the way, 3-1 now. We picked up another goal. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Dude, that song sucks, too. Can we get back to playing something with some punch to it? I mean, this makes me want to punch myself. Come on, man. Energy. Rock and roll. Stuff we were just talking about. Like, oh, never mind.
What about, she drives me crazy.
I can't take anymore.
You know who it is?
I can't remember who that was.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Fine Young Cannibals, yeah. Okay. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock up next, followed by the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. And Juggy Trey will be on with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. So check it out. It's a good show. That's my that's what I generally listen to on the way home is those guys, except for when, like last night when I wanted to listen to a hockey game.
Right.
Which is probably more often than...
Here's one in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Bad Medicine.
Oh, that's Bon Jovi.
What about... Yeah, like some of... Like, it's either too easy for you or I feel like too much of a challenge.
Right.
What about With or Without You?
You Too.
Okay, it's a good one. What about...
Like, throw me some White Lion, you know? Throw me some Firehouse.
What about Sledgehammer?
Peter Gabriel.
Good job. I thought maybe I'd trick you on that one.
No.
What about
anything that was on a video? I will remember because that's all we did was watch.
What about A View to Kill? A View to a Kill.
Was that Duran Duran?
Yes. I feel like you can compete, Fred.
I don't know, man. All right, let's go to wrap it up.
I want to know what love is.
That is. I know who that is. Should have shown me. It's
a foreigner, anyway.
Yeah, foreigner. I would have gotten it eventually. I have to hear it. See, I have to hear it.
Yeah, well, that's how we would do it in real
life. And that's
life.
The thing.
I'm play the song.
And I was trying to listen to it in my head, but that's horrible radio when I'm sitting there going, All right, great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. We have the beginnings of something here. Hope everybody has a great one. Come join us at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.